All right, Greg Albertson, get out of here. He told you the bike was good, the Yamaha, I guess?
He told me the bike, I made the bike look good. He bought one, and right. He's stoked on it. I mean, he's riding the Screaming Eagle right now, yeah. But the Yamaha was too good, I guess.
Does he want you to put an I Eat Ass sticker on your swing arm?
I mean, I don't think it might be too corporate for that, but he's into it.
Right. Hey, for yourself, nice way to start the outdoors. You said you've been doing more outdoors than ever before. I read an interview with you, and, you were on your game pretty much right from the start today.
Yeah, we get excited when we get, an extra week outdoor riding in. So, yeah, I got to do a little more. The new Yamaha is a good bike to start with. I was, I did all the testing on it for outdoors, and, it worked good for me today. I was happy. Are we good?
Yeah, we're good. I was just checking.
Yes. Making sure.
Yeah, the sun was in my eyes.
You're
I couldn't see.
Nervous,
I know.
Like
I was.
Saying.
I was. We're good.
But, yeah. Hangtown was good to me. You know, get a podium's good. I was a bit off the 1-2 guys, but I have room to improve, which is good. And this is definitely a good place to start.
Well, that's what I was going to ask you. The next question, look, you rode great. You got a third in Moto One. You're 30 seconds back of Eli.
Yeah.
Like, do you ride off and you're like, okay, like, good, but are you off like, fuck, like?
Yeah.
I mean,
for sure.
Yeah.
Okay. That's not cool.
Right. Okay.
I definitely, want to be up there. And I believe I can be for sure, mixing it up. But the first race is difficult for sure.
I'm not trying to stir the pot here, but with the JGR bike and this bike here, how far different are you? Have these guys told you? Have you asked on settings and that kind of stuff? Like, where are you at on you've ridden this bike, not the 18, because there are some small changes, but it's not that far off.
Yeah, for sure. Not even stirring the pot. It's just, the chassis is the biggest difference, and the chassis change they made makes everything work better.
Yeah.
So it was over there we couldn't get it right for some reason. I don't know what it was. I don't know why, but we just couldn't. Nothing against anyone.
Yeah.
We just couldn't get it right, and, we got it right over here.
Yeah.
I don't know. we've been working really hard, and, maybe they have some good insights on stuff because they're the factory.
Yeah, they can actually call the guy up who designed the frame.
Exactly. Yeah. We had maybe some, things we couldn't do over there. We were trying to do it, a bit on our own.
Yeah.
So, it's hard sometimes.
Your starts were good. Your pace was good. Second moto, did you notice you were reeling in Anderson a little bit? You got him kind of quickly.
Yeah, I led some laps in the second moto and then kind of got quite a bit tight, a little pumped up, and was definitely kind of bumming because I was like, that podium was slipping away.
Yeah.
And then loosened up a little and made the charge and started pulling him in. And then, about for two laps, I really sent it hard and, made that, little gap. So I was comfortable where I was at, and I even kind of had my sights on Marvin where he was on the other side of the track, and I was catching him for a bit, so that was exciting as well. I was like, all right, that's cool.
Yeah.
I've had a lot worse, Hangtown races, so this was a good start.
Harder Hangtown than I'm used to seeing. I don't know about you.
Yeah, it was. Yeah.
I don't mean harder skilled. I mean harder pack.
Sure. They changed some section of the track, which I think were good. It needed a little change. They didn't till it as deep as usual. Didn't water as much. The bikes weren't as muddy as usual. It was gonna make for a tough day of square edge, bumpy stuff. But it was a good racetrack, but it was definitely way different than usual Hangtown.
Yeah, do you like that though? You're more of an East Coast guy, but do you like it?
Yeah. I do like the loamy stuff a bit more. But I've came a long way on the hard pack, choppy stuff. Like, back in the day, I really struggled at riding this stuff. So, as I, mature and try to not rev it as much and shift the bike and make it work on this stuff, which Eli and, Marvin are good at that. And, a lot of guys are good at that. So
It was New York 1 and 2 there in the second moto.
Yeah, me and Phil were sending it in the beginning.
Yeah.
I was like, all right, this is cool. Remind me, a couple of years ago, me and Phil sending it at Glen Helen. So that was pretty cool.
He's super angry, though, because Gloss landed on his arm. So he's really angry.
He would have been angry no matter what, but now he's even double angry.
Right. How's your teammate Alex Ray next week, making his debut? Have you been testing with him? He can't test for shit. I don't know if you noticed that.
I don't know. I just been doing my own thing.
Okay.
And Alex, he seems super happy about the bike.
Right.
He's like, this is sick. Like, every day, this is sick. And I'm like, he makes me amped up. I'm like, yeah, this is sick.
This is sick.
So I think he's really happy, though. It's a cool opportunity.
Yep.
And, I hope he does great.
So many clutches over here are going to be needed. So many clutches.
We will destroy clutches.
Yeah.
I'm like the clutch destroyer.
Right.
Of them all, so if he beats it up as we'll need to make an order.
All right, hey, nice job today, land on the podium. See you, Glen Helen.
Yeah, thanks a lot, appreciate it.
Awesome.